Thank you. My name is Kamanda. I'm a social scientist here at Africa Rice Center. Just before I go into my presentation, I want to talk about this, you know, discussion about linking with the country programs. It's really going back to what the origins of the CGR are about. Initially, the formation of the CG centers was about Rockefeller Ford Foundation scientists going to Mexico to work with national programs together and, you know, generating the technologies that then would help farmers in those regions. And then the success went on to Asia and other countries. But since that time, there's been a lot of struggle regarding what our comparative advantage is as CGR centers. International public goods delivery. On the other side, we have to deliver impact. So there's that struggle to really straddle the research development continuum. And especially for NRM research, the natural resource centers will relate a lot to that. It's even more difficult to show, first of all, the international public good potential and also the impact, because it occurs after a long time. So Africa Rice is a commodity center, but the project I'm presenting is more on a resource management type of intervention. So the name of the project is Capitalizing Inland Valley Potential for Food and Nutrition Security for Smallholder Farmers in West Africa. Africa Rice has worked a lot over the years on inland valleys. Since the, was it early 90s, Paul? There was the Inland Valley Consortium, which was convened, a network of 11 countries. And since then, a lot of work has been done for developing inland valleys. Inland valleys include, you know, seasonally flooded wetlands, that is the valley bottoms down there, and also the hydromorphic fringes. Those are the sometimes are dry and then sometimes they are flooded. And so the idea of the Inland Valley Project is to develop such kinds of locations, inland valleys, for potential use for rice-based cropping systems. Inland valleys have a lot of uses, a set of ecosystem services, biodiversity conservation, water storage, flood and erosion control, nutrient retention and stabilization of microclimate. And also there are a number of activities that are carried out for income generation in the inland valleys, production of various crops, rice mainly, and vegetables, different kinds of crafts, forests, wildlife, fisheries, and so on, cultural heritage, recreation, and that kind of thing. And so there's a need for a balance between, you know, those kinds of uses and the conservation of ecosystem services. In Africa, we have about 190 million hectares of inland valleys. About 2% of these are used for rice production. And with good agricultural practices, use of 13% of the inland valleys in Africa could actually meet the demand for rice in Africa. So that's increasing the land, the area by a factor of 11 percent points and using good agricultural practices. So the rest of the 87% of the inland valleys could be used for ecosystem services. But this requires a systematic and participatory approach for selection of inland valleys for improvement and generation of production practices that have high agricultural potential and low risk for degradation. So the SIPA project is exactly about this. It's a partnership between Africa Rice, national programs in Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana, Wageningen University, and then MDF West Africa, a consultant on developing multi-stakeholder processes within the inland valleys. And the goal is to, the objective is to ensure sustainable and productive use of inland valleys for rice-based production system, while at the same time compromising on ecosystem services. So intensive work will be carried in two sites in Ghana and two sites in Cote d'Ivoire. The project is just at the takeoff stage. The approach is one, to develop optimal resources planning for inland valleys. Inland valleys involve a lot of users of the resources within the inland valleys. So there need to be a process of deciding, you know, what's the best use while to compromise between ecosystem services and the agricultural uses that I presented. And then the second objective is to identify rice and natural resource management options for inland valleys, improving water use efficiency and different kinds of technologies. Then the third part is to identify high potential inland valleys for outscaling and technology targeting. And this is for the technologies and approaches from 1 and 2. The project will complement IFAD country investment programs. In the morning, there was a presentation about Propacom and PADFA in Cote d'Ivoire. And then there's a GACIP investment program in Ghana. More details about the first component. It's about collective decision making and priority setting in inland valley use. So the one of the activities here would be to identify key ecosystem services that are provided by the inland valleys and what is their economic value, putting a quantitative figure on that. And then providing evidence based for informed compromise between ecosystem services and agricultural and other uses for the inland valleys. So then promoting collective decision making for the optimal land use so that there's a balance between these two. So that will comprise of surveys, multi-stakeholder workshop, consultation with experts, and land use scenario analysis. The second component is about designing alternative resource uses, resource use options. The first component I presented is done by a PhD student in Wageningen, and this part is also done by a PhD student in Wageningen. They are now at the process of finalizing their proposals and doing some coursework. So the second student will be at the inland valley level. It's about characterizing the inland valleys, the farming system classification, just to provide a basic understanding of the inland valleys. Then zooming further into 4 to 6 farms within a specific inland valley to understand farmers' decision making, you know, the kind of cropping systems they are doing. And then based on this, there will be a set of testing of some plausible technologies and field experimentation for that. So that's the zooming in part. And then the zooming out part will be based on what has been done, modeling to see what could be the implications based on application of those suitable technologies across space and time, what potential could be there for other inland valleys. Then the third component is about mapping inland valleys with potential for outscaling. In Ghana, for example, there's about 2.2 million hectares, which is about 10% of the land area. About half of it is in the northern part, maybe 45% in the Guinea Savanna region, and a small portion in the Guinea-Congolian region. In Cote d'Ivoire, also a majority of the inland valleys are in the north. Then the other portions, about 3.5 million hectares in total. And they're spread across different agroecologies. A bit more detail, this is zooming in into the Kumasi area of Ghana. The green areas are trees and cover areas. The grass land is covered by the more orange kind of parts. And then the yellow areas are actually the ones that are cropped. So those are areas that could be cropped. And you can see that, you know, the built up areas are the ones in red. So the inland valleys are, you know, those parts there. So what has been done already is that maps have been developed on accessibility to markets. So this is based on distance to markets, looking at distance to market information from the Ministry of Agriculture, the road network, elevation, and land cover. Accessibility to inputs, which is based on accessibility to urban areas. Accessibility to labor, which is related to population. And then depth of the water table. The flooding regime, which is developed based on a digital elevation model. And then protected areas, which is from the UN, from UN data. And then soil, organic carbon content, and nitrogen content based on data from ISRIC. So the idea is to combine all these biophysical and socioeconomic parameters, overlay them to identify what would be the potential inland valleys for scaling up technologies or the approaches that have been developed in specific inland valleys. So the next steps will be characterization of cultivated areas, development of suitability classification for the inland valleys based on the previous slide. And then based on that, you'd have the high potential inland valleys for technology outscaling and targeting. The GIS work is done by a postdoc. And then the two PhD projects would the technologies and approaches from the two PhD projects will be applicable. The applicability will be assessed based on the work of the GIS postdoc. So I already presented, talked about this. We have a postdoc in the environmental system analysis group, then the two PhDs, one in the plant production systems group of Ken Giller, then the other one is an environmental economics and natural resources group. And then an important part of this is, yeah, once you know the potential technologies and approaches, you know what will be the potential spillover domain, it is necessary to build the knowledge networks that are necessary for scaling up, not just the third country programs, but other partners that could be able to scale up these technologies. And to do this, we are using the multi-stakeholder innovation platforms, packaging the scalable technologies and approaches in various media, including videos and so on, and then promoting the technologies and approaches among policymakers and within investment programs, developing curricula for vocational training, for service providers, or for national program staff. So that's my presentation. Thank you.